electric cars, Model On and Rimac's journey towards model-based system simulation. Imagine a hypercar that can go from 0 to 60 in less than 2 seconds. It sounds impossible, and not just a little uncomfortable. Yet the electric drives in the new C_2 hyper sports car, developed by Croatian automotive company Rimac Automobili, makes it a reality. Equipped with 1,914 horsepower, the C_2 can accelerate from 0 to 100 km per hour, 62 miles per hour, in 1.85 seconds. However, the most interesting thing about this monster of a sports car is the technology under the elegantly shaped external surface. The C_2 is driven by an innovative electric four-wheel engine system, one engine for each wheel. Each engine is individually controlled by sophisticated software that allows automatic torque adjustments up to 100 times per second for each wheel. In light of this, it is no coincidence that Porsche recently bought a 10% stake in Rimac. Based in Croatia, the company has developed state-of-the-art electric vehicle powertrain technologies, and Porsche wants to join them on their journey. Rimac is not only well known for its hypercars Concept_1 and C_2, they are also a supplier of full electric driveline systems to several big automotive players including Aston Martin, Jaguar Land Rover, and Renault. Rimac develops their cars and driveline systems in Dassault System PLM environments. Initially they used SolidWorks, but as the product complexity grew they moved onto the 3D Experience platform. However, without complementary solutions, PLM platforms in some ways don't have the capabilities needed to digitally carry them across the finish line. This is where developers like Model On come into play. The company is dedicated to model-based systems engineering, MBSE, or as CEO Magnus Goffert prefers to call it, model-based system simulation. We usually use the term system simulation to differentiate us from more requirement-driven solutions, Goffert says, adding that it is also important that our software is entirely based on open standards, mainly Modelica and FMI, allowing for the right collaboration and integration with so many PLM platforms. Model On's Modelica language-based systems are currently supported by more than 100 CE developers, including Ansys, Dassault System and ESI Group. In this article, we look at the Rimac case and how Model On solutions are used in the development of its hyper-sports cars and electrical driveline systems. Rimac leverages the technology it has developed in electric vehicles, EVs, to develop and sell ready-made solutions to global automotive companies. Rimac specializes in high-voltage batteries, power transmission, digital interface development and advanced driver assistance systems, ADAS, for self-driving cars. The company's leader is 39-year-old founder and CEO, Mate Rimac. Over the 5 years since he founded the firm, he has built a team of 400 employees. His technology is a commercial hit. For example, both the battery in Aston Martin's Valkyrie Hybrid and the electric powertrain in the Jaguar E-Type Zero were developed by Rimac. Chinese companies are showing interest as well. Under an April 2018 agreement, Rimac will start building electric motors and batteries in a facility in Xiangyang. Beginning this year, the facility is to churn out 50,000 units annually, with construction to cost about 128 million euros. Rimac holds 40% of this joint venture. So, exactly what created this rising curve of interest in Rimac? One engine for each wheel with 100 adjustments per second. A few years ago, Rimac introduced its Concept_1 electric car, a hypercar that delivers 1,088 horsepower. In March 2018, it released the second version of this vehicle, Rimac C_2, this time delivering 1,914 horsepower and an innovative 120 kWh battery pack with 1.4 MW power output. A critical system in this concept vehicle is the Rimac all-wheel torque vectoring, ROTV. Torque vectoring controls the motors individually through four engines, one per wheel. The system allows for individual and automatic torque adjustment up to 100 times per second for each wheel, independent of each other. For example, one wheel can be accelerated while another is being braked. The engines can also be set to different modes, with available settings to match the driver's preferences in given situations. The electronic system sense factors such as speed, acceleration, traction, and steering angle, creating a system of extremely high flexibility that gives a superior grip and an optimal driving experience. Rimac has clearly demonstrated its strength on the electric car side, said Lutz Meschke, deputy vice chairman of Porsche. Through the two full electric two-seater concept vehicles Concept_1 and C_2, as well as an electrically powered electric vehicle driving system, the company has demonstrated impressive competence in electric mobility. We believe Rimac's ideas and approaches are extremely promising. That's why we've invested capital and worked in close cooperation with them to form a development partnership. What does Rimac's PLM environment look like? Given this background, demand for RIMAX solutions has increased explosively. This places high demands on development methodology, systems and software. Generally, the Croatian automotive player has developed its vehicles and systems in Dassault Systèmes environments. The first vehicle designed, the Concept_1, was developed in a record-breaking 6 months with SolidWorks 3D CAD as a base, including simulation tools for stress analysis. SolidWorks was not only the easiest 3D CAD system to use, but also the most cost-effective to provide a wide range of functionalities, such as structural and stress analysis. Electric cars need high battery capacity, but at the same time, batteries are very heavy and add weight. With the SolidWorks tools, we developed and validated lightweight solutions for distributing battery power more efficiently using springs. With these types of operations, we were able to optimize the car's chassis and suspension, said Boris Tarnowski, mechanical engineer at RIMAC, in an interview. However, the growing complexity of the electrical systems related to the new C_2 model and a growing number of customers meant that requirements increased. To manage that complexity, the company implemented Dassault's 3D Experience platform at the end of 2016. Now more than 100 employees in RIMAC's product development can work in CATIA, CAD Innovia, CPDM, and other applications, such as CAE Simulia and Delmia on the digital manufacturing side, on the 3D Experience platform. With a suite of digital tools on this platform, they also have access to Dassault's data-driven, as opposed to file-based, aggregated database in Innovia as a product data backbone. A critical aspect of the full electric driveline is that each wheel is driven by its own engine. In the picture, the red parts mark the engine compartments, with two motors in each wheelhouse, one in the front and one in the rear. Dassault acquired parts of Modelon in 2015. Today, digital tools and methods are paramount for effective product realization. When a vehicle, which exists only as a digital model, has been tested, validated and is ready, then a physical prototype is built. The point is to create a systems of systems that work together, and that can be produced with industrially viable processes. Without today's PLM solutions or PIP platforms, product innovation platforms, this would be almost impossible because the equivalent physical development costs would become astronomical. Digitally, it's a whole different story. You can create, simulate, iterate, verify and test drive your electric vehicle virtually, without the involvement of a single physical part or component. But there are still hurdles to overcome, such as the need for capable hardware, computers with good processor capacity and creative product developers. This is where PLM and PIP come in handy. Companies like the Big Three, Dassault Systèmes 3D Experience, Siemens PLM Team Center, and PTC Windchill, have solutions that can handle most aspects of modern vehicle design and production to varying degrees. There are several more companies, such as Aras, Arena, SAP and Oracle, but the Big Three dominate with their broad suite of tools for the product development process. But, although their treasure chests hold a broad variety of tools, that's not always enough to reach the finish line. Add-ons are needed, which is exactly what Swedish software developer Modelon provides. The company has developed more targeted solutions for systems development. Modelon CEO Magnus Goffert says that selling its then-German department to Dassault Systèmes in 2015 allowed it to develop closer partnerships with other PLM players. We switched from an almost exclusive and close cooperation with Dassault to broader cooperation with several PLM players, entirely in the sense of transparency and openness in line with standards. As a result of this switch, we don't have a formal partnership with Dassault today, but we still deliver our solutions to their platforms as a third-party supplier. Based on the Modelica language, Modelon software solutions are based on the open standard language Modelica and the open standard model format FMI. The Modelica standard was initiated by Dr. Hilding Elmqvist in 1998 and has long been supported by Dassault Systèmes for complex system development within the framework of the company's flagship product, CATIA. It was a logical investment for several reasons. Modelica is an open, object-oriented and equation-based language designed to model complex physical systems that include mechanical, electrical, electronic, hydraulic, thermal, control, power or process-oriented subcomponents. Components and system models are available in open and commercial model libraries. However, a problem in this context involves the ability to share and collaborate around the simulations. Compatibility is crucial for smooth workflows, yet all companies exhibit diversified PLM environments to varying degrees. Users must be able to simulate systems no matter what program environments the major automotive companies work in. How would this be done? The answer to this question takes us back to Modelon. Libraries used by Ansys, ESI and 98 other CAE developers. One goal for Modelon's model-based system technology is the aim of developing open standard solutions. users should be able to easily utilize their own tools and share models throughout the product development cycle. Transparency in model-on solutions has proven to be something the world's users of PLM solutions appreciate, users in the automotive industry included. Model-on solutions circulate around the functional mockup interface, FMI, and Modelica. Goffert explains, "We see Modelica for model development and FMI for model integration as two complementary open solutions, which together offer great opportunities for industry to streamline product development. Generally, FMI is a supplier-neutral standard for model exchange and co-simulation of dynamic models at the system and component level. With FMI as a base, you can share models partly between tools and partly distribute them across the company and partners in product development. The standard also enables reuse of the same model portfolio in different stages of the development process and is currently supported by more than 100 CE tools. FMI is a fundamental component in our value proposition," explains Goffert. "With FMI, models developed by experts in advanced simulation tools using standard desktop tools can be reused by teams throughout the organization. We provide toolboxes for utilizing FMI in MATLAB/Simulink and Excel, and we also develop tailor-made solutions to integrate FMI smoothly into all workflows. Libraries are the ace up model-on sleeve. What's particularly attractive about model-on solutions are their various libraries of complete modules for systems of systems testing. Dassault Systèmes is mentioned earlier in the article, but there are many other software developers that utilize these modules. Ansys is a good example of a specialist company using the Swedish developer's model-driven capabilities in their Twin Builder, part of version 19.1 of Ansys. French ESI Group, which produces virtual prototyping software, is another. The subsidiary ESI ITI integrates Modelon's model-based libraries and simulations, a software platform for multiphysics simulation. There are currently 16 different libraries, mainly focused on automotive, aerospace, industrial equipment, energy and process industries. Examples of these libraries include engine dynamics, vehicle dynamics, fuel systems, electric power, fuel systems, and jet propulsion. How do they work? Modelon's electrification library is a good example and relevant for the RIMAC story. This Modelica-based library for the design, analysis, and control of electrified systems is suitable for a wide variety of electrification applications including ground vehicles, aircraft, personal mobility, and auxiliary power electric storage systems. It provides a scalable and flexible model architecture with compatible component models for electrified systems, Goffert says, explaining that the models are multipurpose to support different use cases within the same modeling framework and multifidelity to capture different levels of electrical, mechanical, thermal, and controls dynamics. Component models include batteries, machines, converters, loads, routing, and controls. Models include thermal interfaces and corresponding thermal models. Battery models include a range of electrical, thermal, and aging models to support modeling from the cell to the pack. The Modelon libraries are not limited to electrical systems. The engine dynamics library, like the electrical library, is used for modeling, simulation, and analysis for internal combustion engine systems, including intake/exhaust flow paths, air coolers, turbochargers, and exhaust gas recirculation, EGR, configurations. Rapid iterations are spot on for RIMAC. For RIMAC, Modelon was just the right fit. The company's manager of control and simulation, Kruno Hrvatinic, says they needed a simulation tool that would enable quick model-based iterations to determine which components and configurations are best for each customer. RIMAC's ideal solution would allow users to model reusable scalable components for applications at different levels of complexity. In addition, they needed a solution that was possible to adapt to existing tools and workflows. We simply wanted a consistent picture of the system's interaction and performance, from product concept to operation, says Hrvatinic. More components in the libraries mean safer results. When it comes to ready-made model libraries, the more components they contain, the greater their ability to get a realistic idea of how the different systems interact. In the next phase, they can also exclude inefficient or develop even more efficient solutions. This appealed greatly to RIMAC. RIMAC chose Modelon as a system vendor, specifically for the libraries, such as Modelon's electrification library, liquid cooling library, hydraulics library, and vehicle dynamics library, as well as Modelon training and services. The advantage was, among other things, that these libraries contain many more components than competing libraries. These components are meaningfully different and allow modeling at different levels of abstraction, making them the best libraries we could find on the market, says Kruno Hrvatinic. He also notes that a driving factor in the firm's decision to choose Modelon's libraries was the advantage of building on the Modelica standard, as this solution also supports FMI, the open standard discussed above. In addition, Hrvatinic believes that these libraries give RIMAC the freedom to implement their own detailed component models together with the pre-built models in Modelon's libraries. When RIMAC started using Modelon's electrification library for battery packs and drive assemblies, they identified several workflows to support product development processes. However, these workflows required modification of key system design parameters, modular battery reconfiguration and battery levels, and additional multiphysical simulation interfaces. In a perfect world, simulation systems are perfect. In reality, such situations are extremely rare. Whenever you implement new systems, some development and customization efforts are always needed. This was also true in the case of Modelon at RIMAC, so the companies developed a partnership to capture RIMAC's requirements and expand the library to adapt it to RIMAC's needs. After a successful initial engagement, Modelon and RIMAC will continue their partnership on the electrification library. In a future release, the electrification library will include tested and validated battery packs and drive models from RIMAC, says Goffert. Kruno Hrvatinic also says he is pleased with RIMAC's initiative. "Absolutely, your libraries give us more confidence in our early system designs and enable us to build and run simulations faster than ever before. Where we used to apply manual, steady-state analysis, we can now run a full simulation and get a lot more insight and open new opportunities. A model for evaluating battery performance. With the electrification library, RIMAC now has a way to evaluate battery performance as part of a complete simulation with multiple physical vehicle systems. Because each component is reusable and scalable, RIMAC is able to make quick iterations of the models and easily adjust the model's fidelity depending on the phase of the project. In addition, they can now connect the powertrain to the cooling systems for heat management simulations, something that previously required several software tools and additional efforts. In the future, RIMAC plans to utilize Modelon solutions to simulate its existing powertrain component models, such as gear dynamics. This is expected to include complete and portable multiphysics-powered models. In addition, RIMAC will start using other possibilities in the library, including aging models, more detailed controls, and electrical system integration, to improve battery life and durability.